Hello everyone and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Ivers of Seattle. My name is Anna and I bring you A Cup of English a few times a week. And you can follow along with the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. I also love to hear from you, so please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com or acupofenglish@live.com. Well, let's get on with the podcast. Ivers of Seattle. During Christmas vacation, we took a trip to Seattle to see the Nutcracker Ballet and to enjoy some time in the city. You might not know a lot about Seattle, but if you Google it, you'll see that it is a stunningly beautiful area and a very cosmopolitan city. We stayed in a hotel right downtown and fortunately were on the 30th floor, so we had an impressive view of the city. After leaving our luggage in the hotel room, we decided to go for a walk around the center of town and find a place to have lunch. We ended up choosing Ivers Restaurant, which is right on the water. It's been around for a long time and is famous for its chowder. Chowder is a thick, creamy soup that has clams in it, though sometimes it can just have potatoes. Ivers chowder is so popular that it can be bought all over the Northwest in supermarkets. As Seattle is a prime spot for seafood, we all had fish. While we were eating, our waiter gave the kids a mask each, called Ivers Diver. It goes with the sea theme and has been Ivers' mascot since the 1960s. It was a sunny winter day and we enjoyed sitting by the windows and watching the boats come and go. On such a day, this is the place to be. There is the view of the water and also of the islands of the Puget Sound, with ferries making their regular trips. We had over an hour before we had to be at the theatre, so when we finished our meal, we walked out onto the deck to have a look around. There were tables with people having lunch. They had company. There was a huge gathering of seagulls that were making a tremendous racket, begging for crumbs and leftovers. I was impressed at their size. They're much bigger than I realized. And they were quite aggressive as well. We had deliberately taken some leftover fries with us to feed them. My children threw them up into the air over the water. These strong, hungry birds whipped through the air and ate most of the food before it even landed on the water. It was like watching an acrobatic display. And these birds are on to a good thing. They are a permanent part of Ivers because they know that there's a constant supply of food coming from the restaurant. Some people visit Ivers just to feed the seagulls. In fact, I think that they would be a better mascot than Ivers Diver. Related vocabulary. A prime spot or a prime location. That place is a prime spot for a restaurant. It will be visible and accessible to pedestrians and drivers. We should get lots of business if we have it in that location. That place is a prime spot for a restaurant. It'll be visible and accessible to pedestrians and drivers. We should get lots of business if we have it in that location. A racket. What a racket. What a horrible noise. You don't call that music, do you? It's awful. What a racket. What a horrible noise. You don't call that music, do you? It's awful. To whip through. The wind whipped through the building. It was so cold and uncomfortable. Just a little explanation of this sentence. Whip, remember, is both a noun and a verb. A whip is a nasty long leather device used to control and subdue animals, and in the past, unfortunately, slaves. So here it describes the sting of the wind, as if it is punishment. It's being used in its verb form, to whip. Well, that's the end of the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope your English is going well. If you have a mobile device and you're after an app to learn English, then A Cup of English is available in iTunes for you. I look forward to receiving your emails. And remember, you can always place a comment on the blog. Until next time, thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.